Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning. All right, so Jen Circleback Stocky says, we may need travel restrictions to stop the spread of the Delta variant. That they are in active discussions with states about bringing back the mask mandate, including for vaccinated people.
Makes no sense.
And on top of that, saying, and it's infuriating the Europeans who want to travel here, we may have to shut the borders because of Delta variant.
Well, let's start with the southern border.
Why is that open? And Fox News reporting this morning that our government has given either plane tickets or bus tickets to at least 300 fully COVID-positive illegals without treating them.
That's just, that almost sounds like criminal intent.
It does. I mean, are you trying to spread it here? Is that the goal? So to do that and then at the same time tell Europeans, oh, you can't come, potentially. They haven't done it yet. And tell Canadians, you definitely can't come because they just opened the border with us, right? And they're like, what? Biden's like, no, we can't open the border with them. But Joe Biden, and those, by the way, the 300, those were, and reported by Fox News this morning, those were just the ones we gave the plane tickets to and shipped. We have let thousands of COVID-positive illegal immigrants into Texas. This is Steve Scalise this morning, ranking Republican member. Now confirmed the South American COVID-19 Lambda variant is spreading in Texas. After Biden has let thousands of COVID-positive illegal immigrants into Texas, it's not a coincidence. Biden's border policy, border crisis is a public health crisis. Secure the border now. So on the one hand, we have people running around saying, oh, yeah, it's the unvaccinated. We're going to have to crack down on them, man. We need to, and I played all the audio yesterday. It's in my Battleground podcast. It's terrifying. They are talking right now, CBS, NBC, ABC, on pushing employers to make it impossible for the unvaccinated to work. They want to make it impossible for the unvaccinated to shop. And yet, they are letting these people in right over the border and pretending it's just not going on, which tells me they don't think this is serious. They don't think COVID's serious. They think it's a cold and everything else they're saying is a lie. I don't know how else you could take it. It's COVID theater.
COVID theater.
No, I mean, it's either dangerous.
As opposed to Kabuki theater.
Yeah, really? Well, no, it is.
Sort of the same thing.
It's either dangerous in the end of the world, and we need to bring about mask mandates, even in the vaccinated.
Which I still can't. There's just, please explain that to me scientifically.
No one has. I've cut all this audio, Lee, and they dropped these pronouncements, okay? Because I had a whole bank of it. I put it in yesterday, and I jumped from ABC to NBC to CBS just to show the really terrifying rhetoric that's coming out of these places and the society that they want to create, including vaccine passports, which are just travel papers. I mean, East Europeans would know exactly what they are. And those are for the vaccinated, too, by the way. So you don't get out of it by being vaccinated. You still have to show your papers. And the app that does it tracks you everywhere you go. And it also tracks who else is there. So allegedly they can track the spread, but that could be used in a lot worse ways too by the government to track you. I mean, forget privacy's dead at that point. It's over. They got the last bit of it. That basically says, hey, the NSA doesn't have to illegally track where your phone goes. They can do it legally with the COVID vaccine passport. So this is what they're angling on. They want you to have travel papers and no free speech. That's where they're going. That's what this is about. And that's what the Battleground podcast was about yesterday. And if you're not watching, you know, all of these stations, CBS, ABC, you got to drop in for a little bit so you understand what they're talking about, because you're not going to hear it at Fox. It is scary. And all of this, and to get back to what you were saying, Lee, though, all of this, they're just dropping these pronouncements. Well, because of the unvaccinated, we might have to have the vaccinated wear masks. Could you explain that a little more?
Yeah, really.
Could you show me some tests, some science, some peer-reviewed papers? Can you explain to me how? If you're unvaccinated, you're making a choice that affects you. That's your health. You do what you want. That's how it works in America. Why would the vaccinated need a mask? And that tells me vaccine doesn't work then. You don't think the vaccine works? Yes, it does. It's 100% effective. Well, which is it then?
Yeah.
If it's 100% effective, I don't need a mask. No, you do. Why? Which is it? Oh, well, new variants. I've heard a version of that. Well, no, you told us the vaccine was effective against the variants.
Right. Yeah.
Is it? And it is maddening that these people are not asked these questions. There's no critical thinking, no questions asked, and they just drop these pronouncements like, oh, the vaccinated have to wear masks now because the unvaccinated. Tell me why. Explain to me why. Because it can only mean one thing, Lee. The vaccine's failing. Vaccine's failing. Oh, it's not failing? Oh, cool. I don't need a mask. Which is it? Pick one.
Well, I will say that the vaccine is not failing, because if we can believe what we are being told and what we've been reporting, the vast majority of the folks who are infected now are those who have not been vaccinated at all.
Well, there's some data out.
Like
on that
I said,
morning.
If we can believe right. what we've been told.
Yeah, they're playing tricks with the denominator right now, and they're counting COVID deaths all the way back through halfway through December, when most people weren't vaccinated, as the denominator. The actual, it appears, vaccine death toll. Among the vaccinated is somewhere, with death cases, somewhere between 10 and 15%, which still is a highly effective vaccine, as far as we could tell right now. That's still pretty good. 85% cover for something that, you know, took a year to develop, but it's not 100%. And I think that's part of what they're hiding. And I think they know that vaccinated are dying and that they are being hospitalized, and they're fudging the numbers to hide it.
Well, and that's to be expected, because, as you said, there's nothing that's ever 100% effective.
No,
period.
And
it's
I don't know why they won't just admit
yeah,
that.
I know.
Hey, it's
exactly.
not 100% effective. It's 85. Well, that's still, as far as we could tell, pretty good. Alex Berenson, former New York Times reporter, has got a fascinating article out on this morning that everybody should read. Because in the beginning, the vaccines were highly effective. They didn't seem to have a breakthrough rate of 10 to 15%. Now they do. It's going up, and it's not entirely clear why. And there's this huge, we're going to get into all this today in the show, because there's some interesting stuff going on. I mean, we have half the cases now, almost half in the UK, are breakthrough. Same thing is going on in Scotland, Israel. Right now, we just issued our State Department a travel advisory because severe cases are they're having those there, like an outbreak of severe cases and deaths. And that's one of the most vaccinated countries on earth. Why is this going on? Some of it might be explained by just knowing that they fudged the numbers on the deaths. And this thing isn't 99% effective. It's about 85. But there's a lot of weird stuff going on right now with the vaccine and with the numbers they're using and with their rhetoric. Now, here's the thing, Lee. If they knew that the actual effectiveness rate of this was somewhere between 85 and 90%, but it wasn't a silver bullet like they've lied to us and told us, and that's what it appears is happening, then that would mean that you would probably need a mask if you were vaccinated. Maybe that's why they're saying both things. I'm just trying to understand. Yeah. I don't even like have an agenda at this point. There's something bad, off, and wrong here, and I'm trying to connect the dots. There's something they're not telling us, because why else are they out there saying you need a mask if you're vaccinated? Why? And why did the New York Times say this week that, well, we might have to go to boosters? Well, I thought it was 100% effective. And 2 weeks ago, the CDC said, no. Remember, because Pfizer wanted to do another one in the fall? And the CDC said, no, we're not doing that. We don't need it. And then within 2 weeks, now Fauci's out there. They're all out there going, well, we might need a booster. Why do we need a booster if it's 100% effective? Just tell us the truth.
Yeah, I know.
You know what? Just tell us the truth.
And do it the first time.
Yes, because you know what? And do it the first time. And when you lie and lie and lie and obfuscate and lie some more, And I can look, I can read the Scottish newspapers. They're in English. I can read the UK newspapers. They're in English. I know 47% of those cases are breakthrough. I know something is going on here. And you tell me, don't worry, just get the shot like a brain dead zombie. And I'm like, no, you're not telling me the truth. And they are driving the mistrust. It's them. It's not us who ask these questions. So I don't, I've got a bunch of stuff on it. We're going to deep dive into this today. Why the 99% of those, 99% of those dying and sick are unvaccinated. That is not true. And just try and understand what they're doing because they're up to something crazy. All right, coming up on the show, the social credit system, dreaded social credit system in China appears to be making its way to the UK. How long before they want to do it here? All that coming up.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You know they want to do it here. They want to do it so bad. They just can't figure out how to do it here. But they're figuring out how to do it in the UK, a Chinese-style social credit system. Total nightmare. Everything you do and say and buy, in China anyway, is tracked. And you're given a score, a rating, your worth as a human being. So you get a positive score for doing things the Communist Party likes, reading books, watching movies they like, buying things they decide they want you to buy. You get to go up and... If you buy a lot of stuff you don't like or you do things they don't like, not things that are forbidden, so many things are forbidden there, but I mean, you know, you live your life in a way they don't like, your score goes down. And if it goes down far enough, you're barred from taking public transportation. Can't take a bus, can't take a plane, can't travel. Kids can't go to good schools. Your whole life is impacted. But the most pernicious part of the Chinese social credit score system, and this is horrific, is it also judges you by who you associate with. So you could do everything right. You could do everything, read everything, watch everything the Communist Party would like you to watch. But if your, mother can't get it together and her score is low, then your score is low. And the only way to prevent her from dragging your score down is to cut her out of your life. And focus your life around the party. and what the party wants. The party is the Alpha and the Omega, the central deity, quite frankly, in that country, in a way that people don't really understand. You know what's crazy to me? I learned this from a Catholic journal that supports missionaries overseas and in other places, that there are only 9 commandments in China. There's not 10. Do you know which one they eliminated? You think, what, thou shalt not kill, right? Thou shalt not steal. No. Thou shalt have no other God before me. You know why they eliminated it? Because the God you were supposed to have is the Communist Party and the leadership of the country. That's the mentality that these credit score systems push and create. But when you're talking about people in the UK, can't start there. You got to start, you know, around the edges. And that's what Prime Minister Boris Johnson is doing. He just launched a Chinese communist style social credit score app that will reward families based on government approved choices at the grocery store. See, this is how they start this. Remember when Andrew Yang was here in the U.S., he was running for president, Yang Gang and all that. And he said, we needed one of these. And don't worry, we're not going to punish anybody. You'll get positive credit for volunteering for the right organization. You get positive. It's just positive. It's not punitive. No, don't worry. It's not punitive. Yet. That's the unspoken part. Yet. Boris Johnson's supposedly conservative government is going to launch the app by the end of the year. They're working very hard on it. Listen to this. It will monitor the supermarket spending habits of families in the UK. Those who choose healthier options like fruits and vegetables or engage in exercise will be rewarded with loyalty points in the app, which can translate into discounts and other incentives. It's not real clear right now what this is. Now, keep in mind, this is a country with a national health system. And although they're not saying it right now, this is where they're going. You want hip surgery? Oh, you're in agony? Yeah, too bad. We're going to have to see your choices at the grocery store change before you can go to the front of the line for that. The whole team in Downing Street, that's like 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, is working on this. And the prime minister thinks we simply cannot go on as before. We must tackle this head on. Why? Well, he's on a very rigorous diet and exercise program. And he thinks everybody else should be too. He says the reason he got so sick with COVID, remember when the prime minister was hospitalized with COVID, was because he was overweight and unhealthy. So he's going to use the iron-fisted power of the government to make sure you're healthy too. It's all good for you. It's good for you. It's what you need. Now, listen to this. The outgoing head of the national health system, that's their socialized medicine system, Lord Stevens, said the UK's socialized healthcare system will be weighed down in the future if the government failed to tackle the rising obesity. The layers of the onion, he said, stretch out to things that are obviously beyond the healthcare system's direct control, including the obesogenic food environment that children and poor communities are exposed to. More than half the population's overweight. They're going to have to track it. They're going to have to track it. By the way, it subtracts for buying alcohol, they're saying already. Want that beer? Oh, yeah, but what will the government think, though? What if I ever need, I don't know, an organ transplant, hip surgery, God forbid, cancer treatment? Better not buy that beer I want. So here we go, folks. And if you're thinking, well, that won't happen here. Oh, they're already setting it up right now. This is why the bill... and it looked like they had taken it out, and then it looked like it put it back in. I can't even figure out what the status is right now. This is why that bipartisan bill gave the IRS the ability for the first time to have NSA-style spy powers, remember? And to get inside your accounts to monitor every single transaction. The IRS will be legally able to do that after that bill passes. And I imagine even if the bipartisan bill doesn't pass, I imagine they'll stuff it into the $5 trillion one the Democrats want. So this is that part of that, getting them inside all your accounts. And look, I'm not trying to scare you. Maybe it won't pass. It's possible it won't. They won't get the bill. They won't get the votes for the big bill and be able to stuff it in. That's possible. So I'm not telling you it's definitely going to happen. But it's what they're angling for. Oh, look here. We're in the middle of, we happen to be in all your accounts. We got We got your bank account, you got your credit card account. We see every transaction in the database. So why don't we use that to help you to be healthier? Why don't we use that to help you modify your choices? To help you, you know. Because we have to combat COVID. Well, we have no choice.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's hip. It's hot. It's homeschooling. Really catching on, and particularly in Black families, which is really cool. Those are the biggest gains. But overall, homeschooling exploding. 5.4%. Well, let's go back prior to the pandemic. Let's do that. 3.3% homeschooled before the pandemic. That's actually a pretty big number. I'm surprised it was that high. It has exploded to 11.1% overall. Exploded to 11.1% for this fall. That's including my family. We're all going to school at home. Although I'm not going to be doing the teaching. Wish I could. And we're going to be using an online program. But yeah, and that's the choice of the kids, not the parents. Actually, my kids wanted to go to school at home, and that's what they're doing. And the big reason they wanted to go to school at home, quite frankly, was because they're done at one. And I had two at home last year, and you know, they are out playing with their friends while they're you know, their friends in school are still in school. It's just a big time waster. I mean, by the time we get them home, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. They're done. Because all those time wasters are cut out of the day. And so my kids are like, "What? I don't want to do that. It's like babysitting." I'm like, "I know." And so they didn't. And our other big reason is my husband and I are spending hours in the carpool line between the two of us, and it's hard on him. Because he runs a business full time, and I'm doing this during carpool time in the morning, and he's got to get kids to two schools. It's just hard. So we found out. I'd always thought I couldn't do it, but we found out. Shoot, we got hours now in our day that we didn't have before. We're home together. We could have lunch together. Everybody's done at one, and I mean done with homework, done with everything. And that's opened up so much time. My daughter and I have used that to learn Spanish together. It's been awesome. We've been at it for a year and a half now. We're speaking it around the house, not so good, but, you know, legibly, writing it legibly, sort of. Got a long way to go, but we've been able to do so much with that time. So for us, it's been awesome. It's been the silver lining for me of the pandemic. I never would have thought I could pull this off. I wouldn't have even tried it if it wasn't forced on me and we weren't like, hey, this is awesome. So it's been great, and I'm looking forward to it this year. And if the kids don't like it, they want to go back, they can. My only requirement is, you know, you get to make your choices if you produce good results. So if you show me you're going to get good grades, you can make choices about your life. And so all three of them, again, the one who went to school last year was jealous because he, you know, his day ended at 3 and their day was over by 1, including homework. So I'm just watching them have a chance to be children, and I love it. Absolutely love it. Just goof off and be a kid. And, it's been funny what's happened. We have great families who live around us in the neighborhood. We just lucked out that way. And when all this started, one of those families was a homeschool family. Everybody else went to public school. Now everybody's a homeschool family. And so those kids are running around all day. Being kids. And it's great to watch. It's great to see them out there, you know, by noon sometimes, one at the latest. And they're playing, and they're brown, and they're tan, and they're thin, and they're happy. It's what kids are supposed to do. So this has been a life changer for us. I love it. I'm super excited. I know everybody can't do it, but I'm super excited to be able to do it. I love the fact that in the afternoon, I mean, my IEP kid who's always struggled to pass made the honor roll all four quarters last year. We had one straight A quarter, and we had three others that were A, B, and that's because if he is struggling with his classwork, he just puts it aside. We don't have to have it until midnight, and he can wait for me, and I sit and do it with him. And I'm able to help him work through it. And he made more gains last year than we've ever made. We're still behind, not where exactly where we want to be in reading, which is a struggle for him. But we've worked hard on it over the summer, and I've learned so much about why he couldn't learn and things that he couldn't do. So I don't mean to go on about it, but if you are a parent and you can do this, there are great online programs for that. And I love that you can get as involved as you want with those programs. You know, for me, I'm able to spend a lot of that time with the one kid who really needs the help and do the work with him, and the others are on their own doing their own thing. So it's let me get, you know, super involved with him to where I am kind of homeschooling him in terms of teaching him. We do so much classwork together. And then with the others, they have a lot of freedom to do what they want, and we're together during the day, and I love being around the kids. You know, the surprising thing to me has been, too, that given the choice between their friends and going to school and wanting to be there and wanting to be with their friends, and they've had some wonderful teachers and wanting to be with us, they chose us. And I'm a little surprised about that, especially with my teenager. But that's the way it is for us. So excited about this year. I don't know if we'll do it 2 years in a row, but we're going to do this year. We're there. Here's an interesting stat, and I love this. Listen to this. The biggest growth in homeschooling rates, Black families. Increased from 3.3% of Black families doing homeschooling to, listen to this, 16.1%. That is fantastic that these, and I bet this is a lot of kids getting out of failing schools and moms who just like me, thought they couldn't do it before and are realizing, well, you know, I can. If I run a tight ship, I can do it. And going, you know what, I can get a great curriculum for my child. I can get my child out of failing schools. I can get the best for my child, and I don't have to get it from a brick and mortar school. I think this is all great. I hope this spreads. I hope this sticks, because it's just good for these kids to get out of school if that's what they want to do. So, been a great year. Looking forward to it again. Text writes, y'all can learn to play music and be a band. My daughter was in band last year in homeschool online. I thought, how are they going to do that? But they did, and they were playing together on their computers, which is crazy. Text writes, if you use cash, they won't monitor what you purchase. For now, they'll see that cash come out of your account, though. But yeah, good commentary. That's on the social credit system that they're implementing in England now. Yeah. Chinese style, but not quite as punitive. Yet. Text writes, I thought Boris Johnson is a conservative. That's what he said, but it's not turning out that way. Text writes, the show Orville, season 1, episode 7, is a perfect representation of social credit system. Please check it out. Texter writes, okay. This is on this bizarre idea that the vaccinated should wear masks, even though it's 100% effective shot, supposedly. Both things can't be true. I mean, either you don't need a mask or the shot's not effective. It's one of the two. They won't tell you which. The unvaccinated probably wore masks, this texter writes, before being vaccinated. The unvaccinated probably have never worn masks. The government cannot tell vaccinated from unvaccinated if no one wears a mask. New mandates equals vaccinated will put on masks. Unvaccinated will stand out with no mask. Tell us how they know when someone has the Delta variety. Do we have tests that identify strains? Huh. I actually don't know the answer to that question. I'm guessing we do. Texter writes, Tira, about homeschooling, going to a shockingly high 11%, highest ever it's ever been for the coming year. It used to be 3.3% before the pandemic, so that's a tripling of the homeschool population. What this is going to do is bring back the old school type of learning environments for children. Smaller groups of people will now get together, all homeschool together, and it'll get rid of the government involvement in schools. I don't think that'll go away. I think a lot of parents just, unfortunately, they have to work and they need to have their kids in school during the day. It's just the reality of the situation. But you know, if you can work from home or you are a stay-at-home parent, this is an option for you. And one I'd consider, encourage you to check out if you haven't, you know, done it long-term. It's been great for us. Okay, coming up on the show, we're going to do this in the next hour. A shocking, I don't know, admission from the CDC that PCR COVID test can't distinguish between the flu and COVID. Is this the case? Might be. And what they're doing about it. This might explain why flu cases plummeted this year. We'll talk about that coming up. I don't know what to think about this, and that almost never happens to me. So part of it I like, part of it I don't. Do you see what just happened in Dallas? Black Lives Matter sent a letter to an affluent white liberal. That's how they vote. They vote Democrat. Affluent white liberal neighborhood demanding they not send their children to Ivy League schools so black students can get the spot instead. The group called Dallas Justice Now, which is a Black Lives Matter affiliated operation, is calling on white allies to make sacrifices and to sign its college pledge not to send their children to top schools. The reason why is because, as they explain in the letter, if you are affluent and you clearly have oppressed somebody, I mean, it's obvious that you have and you are guilty of oppressing somebody. And the only way to make up for it is that you have to oppress your own children, even if they are, you know, talented, brilliant, and can do the work at an Ivy League school. Now, here's what's interesting. It asked the recipient to check one of two boxes. I am a racist hypocrite, or I agree to the pledge. Now, here's the fun part. Here's the fun part. They mailed it out, right? So everybody got one in these neighborhoods. And they're planning to publish lists of white liberals. We assume they're liberal because of how the area votes. I mean, there's a couple of Republicans in there. They plan to publish the list of residents who do not sign. What do you think? Now, the downside of this is probably, I could see this catching on all over the country. And this is obviously what they're trying to do. Are you applying here to this Ivy League? Are you white? You're white, aren't you? Is there something wrong with you? Are you a hypocrite? We're going to need to publish your name so everybody knows you are a racist. But I just wanted to apply. Nope, too bad. But then there's this sort of delicious side of this too. I mean, if you vote for woke culture, this is what you should do. If you believe the Democrats' message that merely by being white and breathing, you were oppressing someone, and you always have. Doesn't matter if you ever owned slaves. You look like the people who did. Even if you're like my family, you weren't even in the country during slavery. You were in other countries. I didn't even come here yet, but you look like the people who owned slaves. That's just as bad. And so you should oppress yourself to make up for it. If you believe that, then I'm not sure that I disagree with this Black Lives Matter group. I think they should sign. I think they should sign. Now, would I approve of this being sent out and people being harassed like this in a Republican area? Well, I probably not, because they're not hypocritical. They don't vote that way. I particularly like the I am a racist hypocrite box. Now, because this, I mean, the left is nothing but hypocritical. Folks, I got this in my stack today. We're going to get into this. Did you see? As these blue city mayors are defunding the police, right, which hurts black neighborhoods the worst, right? Black people consistently over 60% poll after poll after poll after poll after poll. They don't want police defunded. They want their neighborhoods safe. Of course they do. They're normals. Like the rest of us, we want to be safe. We want to be prosperous. We want our property values to be sustained. We're not insane like the radical left. In these cities, top 25 cities, all of whom defunded the police to some level, you ready for this? Mayors are walking around spending millions on their own police protection, like their own private police protection paid for by the taxpayers. Well, they cut police for everything else, everybody else. And most of these cities, they increased their budget as it got more dangerous. Like Chicago. Whenever you see that hypocrite mayor, Lori Lightfoot, all over the TV for whatever insane thing she's doing lately, keep in mind that as she sermonizes about the horrific racism of the police, she likes them very much for herself and her family. The city spent $17.3 million between 2015 and 2020 to guard unnamed city officials. That's while Lightfoot cut 400 police positions during 2020. Which, by the way, is when security detail costs peaked. Up $700,000 over 5 years. I can imagine Chicago was very dangerous. You could get shot there. I'd want to be safe, wouldn't you? Hypocrites. So I don't know. What do you think? If you were a white liberal, I don't know. I don't think you should. Maybe you should. Maybe the Black Lives Matter is right. Maybe you shouldn't send your kid to an elite school. You can only make up for your skin color by oppressing your own children. Have at it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.